الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله شرى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة صدق الله العظيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Islamic calendar exhibits His mercies, His rahmah, His bounties. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved the choices of His ni'mats and bounties for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of them, the choicest of them, which we enjoy every day, the ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Islam, the bounty of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This itself is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ummah with the least amount of life, the shortest span of life. But the rewards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made so great for us. So in every season of the Islamic calendar, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala looks, so to say, for a bahana and excuse to shower His mercies upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it is upon the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for them to understand that I have to present myself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an open heart, open arms, open hands to receive the rahmat and the barakat and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how you find sometimes this fluctuation in currencies. Now when the currency is good, then people are buying. The seasons of Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah, Shawwal, the seasons of Hajj are those moments, those times where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blows the winds of His barakat, His mercies, His bounties, for us to secure for the remaining part of the year. As we all know that these days of Zulhijjah, you say that 9 days of Zulhijjah are the best days in the Islamic calendar, the best days. Then objection might come to mind, Ishkal, what about the days of Ramadan? We have the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, the amount of virtue and reward. Every farz is time 70. Every nafil equal to a farz. The rewards are so many. But then in the hadith we find, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives indication that these 9 days of Zulhijjah are the best days in the year. How do ulama ikram now reconcile these different virtues and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So they explain that yes, these 10 days of Zulhijjah are the best, you can say 10 or 9 days, including the day of Qurbani. These are the best days. And when it comes to the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, those are the 10 best nights in the year. The 10 best nights are in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and the best days are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. The reason the ulama explained that in the last 10 nights, the last 9 nights of the month of Ramadan, in those nights you should be looking for the night of Qadr, the night of power. Because the night of Qadr can be found in one of these nights, therefore these nights are the best nights in the Islamic calendar. When it comes to the days of Zulhijjah, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, which are the best days in the year, is because Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah, is found within these 10 days. So right now we are going through the 10 best days in the Islamic year. How much for us now to present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain these rewards from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One reward on the day of Qiyamah, my dear brothers, a person will be searching. He'll be looking for it. You don't know how short you will be, how much you will need on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala depicts a person now before he leaves this world. And how he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When mouth will come upon a person, he will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Rabb, irji'una, return me to dunya. لَعَلِّ أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. So that I may recover one good deed which I left behind. Just one deed I need just to get in. A very simple example. Very, very simple example. So sometimes a person is just on the edge. He forgot to buy the milk or bread for the day. And he just pitches up at the supermarket 1 minute late. And the doors close. He's waving his hands. I just need to buy 1 liter of milk, 1 loaf of bread. Sorry, we are closed. Please, I need it. We are closed. You can't come in. He tries to attract the attention of the manager so he can't see. Frantically waiting outside now, pacing up and down. He is 1 minute late. Just to buy something which is so simple, which he needs for every day. But he couldn't get through just that one glass door. To get through over the pool sirat in the day of Qiyamah, that one deed. Ya Allah, I needed that one deed just to get over. To save my skin with the eye of Jahannam. You had the opportunity, the 10 best days of your life, every year Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave it to you. Make the best of it. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says in the hadith, that to fast one day of these 9 days of Dhul Hijjah is equal to the fast of 1 year. 9 days roza, 9 years of fasting reward. 9 years of fasting reward. To stand up for one night in tahajjud, whether it be 2 rakats only. This requires qurbani, the season of qurbani. To stand up for one night in tahajjud to perform these 2 rakats of salah, understand now in the month of Ramadan to look for the night of qadr. A person has to look for them in the odd nights. And how we do look for them. That we hope is this night. We wake up in the morning, we see the rays of the sun. It's very bright, it's very cool and calm the night. Possibly this was the night. Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, rahmatul lil alameen, is saying that to stand up in tahajjud for one night on these 10 nights or these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, every night's tahajjud is equal to the tahajjud of Laylatul Qadr. You will get good reward of Laylatul Qadr. For a person now to take this within his heart and have the shock and desire that, Ya Allah, I want it. In the riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, Al-khayru kathirun, wa qaleelun fa'iluhu. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that the avenues of goodness are many. The avenues of khair, of good deeds, of reaping rewards, of making Allah tabarak wa ta'ala happy and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the avenues are plenty. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us avenues. In this season they are multiplied. Every day a person performs his Fajr Salah wa Jama'ah and his Isha Salah wa Jama'ah, Qurbani. He will get the reward as if he stayed awake the entire night in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day. A person remains in the Musalla, in the Masjid after his Fajr Salah. And when the sun rises, around 15 minutes after sunrise, it is 2 rakats of salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, which you call Ishraq, you will get the reward of a complete Umrah and Hajj. Complete reward. So the avenues of khair and goodness are plenty. Allah has opened the doors of His mercy every day. But وَقَلِيلٌ فَاعِلُهُ There are few that will take. There are few that will take. Imam Shafi'i rahimullah used to say that the person's dua at the time of tahajjud is like an arrow that will never miss. It will never miss. But if a person says, I have a need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he does not get up and cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it means he has no need. There is a time to take. The avenues of khair are plenty. But the key word, in this 10 days is qurbani. This is what qurbani is about. To give the qurbani, to do the amal. To give the sacrifice and mujahada, to do the amal and the action. To secure your rahmat, your mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The season of qurbani is for that. For me to submit myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to push myself ahead. This is qurbani. The entire life of a believer is qurbani, sacrifice. Whether it comes with daily 5 times salah is qurbani. Starting from Fajr Salah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has spoiled us to the extent that now in the winter months, possibly I will not go for Fajr Salah because there is no hot water. There has to be hot water. Sometimes salah now is difficult to wake up because it's cold. Qurbani. Zuhr time I have to close the business and go Qurbani again. Asar Salah delivery is coming, Qurbani again. Maghrib Salah a person is driving home, Qurbani again. Isha time he's had a full meal, a bit sleepy, he's drowsy, he wants to fall asleep, Qurbani again. A life of a believer is Qurbani every day. This Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us this Qurbani season. To take the life of that animal is to teach us that to put my life down to the call of Allah. When the call of Allah will come, everything will stop in my life. And Allah will say that put your brakes of taqwa now, put your brakes, your power brakes of taqwa, that you are going in the wrong direction. Now put your brakes on and make the qurbani. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, I go at full speed. Adhan has been called out. Now put your foot down and leave everything behind. Make the qurbani. That I am ready for this. And this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us practically in his life. This ayat of Quran Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineena anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says himself, our creator, that I have purchased from the believers. Allah is saying, where does Allah have to purchase anything? He gave everything. But Allah is saying, I have purchased from the believing men and the women also. I have purchased from them anfusahum, their lives, which I have given them. Wa amwalahum, and their wealth also, which I have given them. And the same transaction we have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, I have purchased from you already, transaction is done. Are you prepared now to make the qurbani by handing it over to me? Purchase is done already. Allah is saying that I have purchased from you your anfusahum, your lives, your nafs, your inside. I have already purchased it. Whether the nafs bi ammaratum bisu, that is commanding you with great amount of evil all the time, and taking you away from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have purchased it nafs. Whether your nafs, you have made some islah and worked on it, that is come to nafs al-lawwama, that now you do something evil, something bad, you slipped up, you got involved in some guna, some sin, and now you rebuke yourself, that how could you do such a thing? How could you miss your salah in the masjid? Now the nafs is feeling terrible, the nafs al-lawwama. And if you went on making islah, tazkiyah, reforming the inner self, nafs al-mutma'inna, that beautiful Mubarak nafs, where it becomes totally itminan and pleased with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, return radiyatan mardiyya, that you are happy, that I am also happy with you. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, enter with my bondsmen and my slaves into my Jannah. Where is that nafs of yours also? But the nafs by nature is something which is dirty, filthy. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that defective, dirty, filthy nafs of yours, I have purchased already. And your wealth, which may be so contaminated, that is so dirty, that too also I have purchased from you. The two most, what we can say, dirty, filthy items in a person's life, Allah Ta'ala is saying, I've already purchased from you. What I'm giving you in exchange, my pure, clean Jannah. Jannah is for you. بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth in lieu of Jannah. I will give you Jannah which I have designed, I have beautified. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But are you prepared to make the qurbani of your lives and your wealth? Both Allah ta'ala wants. The double deal. I want your life and I want your wealth. Not that a person may behind a desk sign up a check for so many qurbanis overseas. But his hands in the rear of Qurban should not become stained. Allah says, no, I want both. I want your wealth and I want yourself also. I want to see you exerting yourself. Like my Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, entire life of Qurbani. From the day of Nubuwat, thereafter till his eyes closed, only Qurbani. Qurbani sacrifice of his health, his wealth, his time, his family, was everything. When it came to his day, this was no rest. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir. O the one that is wrapped up, stand up. There's no time to rest. There's no time to rest. Stand up, fa'anzir, and warn the people. Wa rabbaka fakabbir, and tell the people about the kibriya, the greatness of your Rabb tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then tell them, inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. Allah ta'ala says that, O my Nabi, for you in the day, is a swim. There's swimming for you amongst the masses. You've got to swim amongst them. And give them the da'wah towards the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No rest for you. When he came to the night, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum illayla illa qaleela. Oh, the one that is wrapped up in the black chadar, and now get up at night and cry before Allah. No rest. When it came to his wealth, also everything spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything given. His entire family, the Khadija radiallahu anha, spend everything. Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, spend everything. Their health, their wealth, Allah wanted both. I purchased already. Sirat, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the time, but in the months of Hajj, what Qurbani Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam gave for you and I to be sitting here today in this masjid listening to this talk. When Nubuwwat was given, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for 3 years gave da'wat secretly, undercover. In the 4th year of Nubuwwat, the command was given now, fasda' bima tu'mar. That all my Nabi give the da'wat openly now to Islam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam for the next 10 years of his life, almost alone, one single person would go to Ukaz, Dhul-Majalla. These are marketplaces around Mina, Makkah al-Mukarramah during the Hajj season. But during Jahiliyyah, the people would come for Hajj. And he would go to them. And what he would do? Present himself to them. May ya'awini, may yansuruni. He would go and beg them. The Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go and present himself to camp, to camp, to camp, that who is there to give me shelter? Who will take me back home? I have no home in Makkah. I'm a yatim. There's no one that will take me in. There's no one to protect me. The Nabi of Allah is asking for assistance, that who will take me in? Who will give me some place in his camp and take me back home? So that, حَتَّى أُبَلِّغَ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي. So that I may convey the message of my Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is there? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, one riwayat is mentioned, he went to the Banu Abd tribe. The Banu Abd tribe came for Hajj. He went to them, he gave them da'wah. There was one person amongst them, Maysara bin Masruq. He heard the da'wah. He called his clan together. They heard the da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was inclined. But then his people told him that we accept this person as a final Nabi. And we have to take him back home with us. Understand, the entire Arab nation will be against us. We can't stand against them. So we heard your doubt, we like it, but we can't accept it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, anxious. At least one person accept. 10 years da'wat on the plains of Arafat and Mina and Muzdalifa. He takes Maysara one side, gives him da'wat. He says, I'd like to accept your da'wat, but I am one man from my clan. If I accept you, I'm only one person. If my clan and my tribe will abandon me, what will the enemies do to me? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with head down, turns around and he leaves the camp. He doesn't want to listen to me. And he goes from camp to camp. After Hajj, Maysara says to his people, Banu Abz, let's go to Fadak. Fadak was a place where the Jews were staying. They have the scriptures. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came to this tribe, he came on camel back, he gave the da'wah and he returned on camel back. When he goes to Fadak, when Maysara and his clan go to Fadak and route back home after Hajj, they stop by the Jews and they ask them and they tell them that a certain person in Makkah Mukarramah, his name is Muhammad bin Abdullah, is claimed to be the final prophet and Nabi. Do you know anything about him? You'll have the scriptures. So the Jewish rabbi opens the scriptures and he reads it out to them. He says, Al-Nabiyu, Al-Ummi, Al-Qurashi, Yarkabu al-Jamal, Wayajtazi'u bil-Kisra, La bil-Tawir, Wala bil-Qasir. He reads the scriptures and he says, that Nabi that will come towards the end of time, he will be a Qurashi, from the Quraysh tribe. He will be Ummi, unlettered. Yarkabu al-Jamal, he will be riding a camel. To the T description is given. He will be riding a camel. He will suffice upon very little food. Qurbani of food also. La bil-Tawir, he will be very tall, he will be very short. His hair will not be very wavy or curly, nor very straight. His eyes will be very clear with redness within it. Musharabul lawn. He says that his color will be fair but inclined towards the redness. When the tribe hears the Maysara says, that's the man. He's a final Nabi. Let's rush back and take him back home. The elders say, it's too late, we are going back. Next year we will go. The next year the elders of the tribe prevented them from going for Hajj. They never went back again. They didn't make the Qurbani, they lost out. When Qurbani will be given, ulama explain Qurbani and sacrifice is the essence of life. Life will come into your home by Qurbani. Qurbani for deen, sacrificing for deen. Bringing deen into my life, ta'lim in my home, amal of nubuwwat in my home. Keep my contact with the masjid, Allah will create life in your home. Where there is no Qurbani, for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nations were destroyed. Nations of Nuh, Thamud, Ad, Lut. All of them were destroyed. This ummah is made upon Qurbani. Finally, Maysara bin Masruq returns. He returns when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making hajjatul wada. After how many years he returns? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sees him, saying, Maysara, that is me. Say, Nabi of Allah, I have come now to accept Islam. He accepts Islam and he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that all those that were there at that time, during the Makki period, they have left this world. What is their condition now? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, whoever passed away, not upon the deen of Islam, is in the fire of Jahannam. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنْقَذَنِي say, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has saved me from the fire of Jahannam. Qurban is to be given. These days are coming now that we have one day's roza. What is Qurbani? One day's fast is equal to the fast of 1 year. One night in tahajjud, 2 rakats, equal to the reward of performing salah on the night of Lailatul Qadr. For us to take advantage, Qurbani is coming. For us to slaughter our animals, Qurbani and the real Qurbani also, my dear brothers. Should not be that we are making Qurbani, fulfilling the command of Allah, but we are breaking the command of Allah also. When it comes to, we know what happens in the days of Qurbani, people's, the tempers flare. The language becomes foul. I want my Qurbani to be done quickly. The deeds for me to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with this to keep the modesty of our wives and our children, our daughters, should be an open air front of everyone. That now they are bending down, they are making Qurbani, men are there. We are fulfilling the command of Allah, but breaking the command of Allah. And together with that, the videoing and the cameras, and this is the command of Allah. We're fulfilling the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, we are flaring up the fire of Jahannam. Sometimes it's a woman over there, sometimes it's a man, and these videos are going around viral. Woman looking at a man looking at a woman. We are breathing in modesty in our society. May Allah Ta'ala save us and give us the understanding that the month, the season of a Qurban is to submit to the law of Allah 100%. Then we will find the entire year the tawfiq Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give us to submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.